This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1530. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 14th, the Exxon station news from Argentina, Australia, Bahamas, Canada, Central Africa, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Croatia, Ecuador, Germany, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Kuwait, Myanmar, Nicaragua, Nigeria, PNG, Philippines, Pridnestrovia, Russia, St. Helena, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Sri Lanka, USA, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Ron Howard in California notes that Radio Nacional Argentina lately has been on its exact frequency. It used to vary quite a bit, measured on 15345.00. Around midnight UT, as September 12th was converting to 13th, 2346 to midnight 20. However, they were relaying the regional station on a weekend, Radio Nacional Santa Fe, with football coverage in Spanish, with local IDs for Radio Nacional Santa Fe. So that correct frequency should also apply to RAI, the external service, on weekdays only to Europe between 18 and 21 UT, when it has co-channel interference from Morocco, which is probably on a slightly different frequency. Persistence pays off in hearing Radio Simban, the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, on 2368.5, as far away as New Hampshire. Scott Barber heard it on September 8th at 0902 to 0917, with some music and comments by the announcers. He says it was port of fare, surprisingly decent signal strength, holding up well considering the band noise. However, at the same time the next day, he did not hear it. I heard marine weather forecasts for the coasts of Australia from one of their two such stations, VMC, in Charleville, South Central Queensland, on 8176 upper sideband, September 12th at 1241 UT. It's a robot voice, but it sounds more human than many of the U.S. stations. And, of course, it has an Aussie accent. Last week, we reported that ZNS Bahamas was off the air from 1540 for about a month. But Terry Cougar reminds us that the other main medium wave station, ZNS3 on Freeport, Grand Bahama, can still be heard on 810 kilohertz. In fact, even in the local daytime, if you're in Florida, September 8th at 2100, he was hearing it along with Paul Zucchino and Minnesota Key. If in North America you hear China Radio International on medium wave 1540, it could be coming from three different stations. It so happens they have deals with three of them on that frequency. However, the major one is CHIN, the 50 kilowatt in Toronto. Looking at their website, it's now scheduled for a full 50% of that station's airtime every day of the week or every night from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the station in Galveston, Texas, which doesn't quite make it into Houston on 1540 KGBC, and yet another one in Philadelphia. On 12,000 kilohertz, I've been hearing Radio Canada International running its interval signal alternating with English and French IDs, a frequency where it is not scheduled, both September 13th and 14th, as early as 12:55 and as late as 14:25. Perhaps they're testing for some new service or new relay to be carried out. However, we can't be sure it's actually from Sackville. It may be RCI relayed from somewhere else. The only thing registered for this frequency at that time is Voice of Russia via Khabarovsk, which I am not hearing, so it might be that transmitter site. There's been contradictory information about the new low-power shortwave station set up in the Central African Republic by engineers from HCJB. Now we have the official word from Hank Zeck, Z-E-C-K, based in Elkhart, Indiana. He says, I'm one of the guys who went to the Central African Republic in April to set up the two stations. One is in Bimbo Province near the capital of Bangui for the government on 5035. The other one is in Boali for the religious station ICDI on 3390. He says the antennas need to be especially made for each frequency, and the TB1000 shortwave transmitter has to have some modules changed in it to broadcast in different meter bands. However, we've not received any definite reports of anyone actually hearing 3390, nor any reports recently of 5035. Terry Kruger in Florida reports the second Taiwan service from the mainland, CPBS Taiwan 2, or it's also listed as Voice of Shenzhou Program 6 on 11905, September 12th until sign-off at 1200. He said good reception with very nice exotic ethnic vocals and a not-quite-Chinese-sounding female at 1159. It may have been Amoy or Hakka, and off the air promptly at 1200. And Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, also updates last week's report about the Costa Rican transmitter on 5954.22, carrying Radio Republica, the Cuban clandestine. It's believed to be at the Elcor site in Guapiles, Costa Rica, but he says, surprise, surprise, it only took a few hours after last week's info for the 1 hour of unjammed Republica to be jammed. On September 11th, he tuned in at 21:39 and found the jammers already going on 5955. The Elcor transmitter barely audible on 5954.22. He says, I wonder what would happen if a U.S. clear channel medium wave was falsely reported as carrying Republica. Would Arne Coro in Cuba blindly initiate jamming? It could be a fun game for all. Wolfgang Bischel has a schedule for Croatian relays via Germany, which changed frequency September 7th from 9925 to 7375. Everything else is identical, the same transmitter sites, azimuths, and targets and hours, but in case you're not clear, there are three different transmitters overlapping, all of them 100 kilowatts. From 22 until 03 to South and Central America, from Wertachtel at 240 degrees, from 2300 until 0300, another Wertachtel transmitter at 300 degrees to Eastern North America, and finally from the Nauen site in Eastern Germany at 01 to 05, 325 degrees to Central and Western North America. We have several reports of Cuba's Radio Rebelde being heard on 1620 kilohertz, which seems to surprise some people because it's not on all the listings. That's because it's really a jammer set up only to block the Virgin Island station, WDHP, which in the past has carried Radio Marti and or Radio Republica. It doesn't matter whether they're doing it currently or doing it more than a few hours a day. Once they've done it at all, they will be jammed eternally. In fact, there's more than one Radio Rebelde transmitter. Karl Hunzik in Czechia first heard one of them around 0400 UT and then heard an echo indicating their two or three transmitters. In his report on the B10 HFCC conference in Switzerland, Jeff White writes in the NASB newsletter, Stefan Schaaf, Vos Andes Media in Germany, explained that after HCJB dismantled its shortwave transmitter site in Pifo, Ecuador, the equipment was donated to HCJB's German branch, including a 100 kilowatt HC100 shortwave transmitter, two 33 kilowatt Siemens linear transmitters, which have been tested by HCJB with 4 kilowatts in DRM, and two 10 kilowatt regional shortwave transmitters, one of which is now operating on 6050 from the other site, Pichincha. The donation also included antennas and transmission lines. Vos Andes Media has a plan to build a new shortwave transmitter site somewhere else in Ecuador within 6 to 12 months, although a site has not yet been located. The plan is to broadcast in German, Spanish, and Portuguese, as well as some regional South American languages, such as Quechua, targeted primarily at Latin America, but there would also likely be broadcast to Europe in German with the 100 kilowatt transmitter, and some DRM transmissions are planned. Meanwhile, Manuel Mendez in Spain reports the only currently active HCJB frequency from Ecuador 6050, signing on at 0826 UT September 13th. with Andean music, the national anthem, and Aidi in Quechua, and in Spanish as HCJB. BBC has its prom concerts, the season now over, and Deutsche Welle has Beethoven Fest from September 10th to October 9th, including podcasts and some live broadcasts. Thanks to Ymir Gaviria for info about this. The website for more is www.dw-world.de/Beethoven. In DX India, Ashok Satpati reports that All India Radio's Jaipur transmitter on 5040 was back on the air September 8th at 1445 and with the audio modulation problem solved, excellent strength. And then it was heard by Acker Peterson in Denmark September 9th, signing on at midnight 23. However, it broke down a few minutes later at midnight 30. Ashok Satpati also noted it was missing that same morning. Jose Jacob in Hyderabad, India, found the General Overseas Service at 10 to 11 UT on a spurious frequency September 12th. 15950, strong but very distorted. Perhaps it was the transmitter on 15260 out of order. The Indonesian tropical band station doing best lately here has been the one on 3325 RRI Palangkaraya. Surprisingly good September 10th past 1230 UT in Indonesian. They were mentioning several other shortwave stations, including Nippon Hoso Kyokai. It was also heard on the 12th at 1215 UT, but with heavy utility interference. The Voice of Indonesia external service has had all kinds of problems with its transmitter on 9525.9, but that's hardly news. We want to hear it during the English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT. During the past week, it's been mostly open carrier, sometimes even off the air completely, and when modulating with audio dropouts every few seconds. The exotic Indonesia excursion to Banjarmasin on Tuesday was audible, but it didn't start till half an hour into the broadcast. That was September 14th. Alakesh Gupta forwards a story from the Jakarta Post of September 11th that to mark its anniversary, RRI plans to expand its overseas programs to serve 2.68 million Indonesian migrant workers across Asia and the Middle East. No further details, however, about shortwave scheduling times or frequencies. If you're hearing this in time before September 19th, reminder from WRN of another special sporting transmission from RTE Ireland. The GAA All-Ireland Finals only on Sunday, September 19th, 13 to 17 UT on 7265, 13 to 15 on 15400, 15 to 17 on 11695, and a third transmitter, 1430 to 15 on 15445, and 15 to 1630 on 11805. All of these are for various parts of Africa, and we happen to know the transmitter site is South Africa. All summer long, we've had pretty reliable, sufficient reception of Radio Kuwait's English broadcast on 15540 between 18 and 21 UT. However, the last few days, it's been much weaker and, in fact, eclipsed by Radio Netherlands via Germany on 15535 from 18 to 20, while previously it was the other way around, perhaps just changing propagation conditions as we're almost into autumn. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1530. Our website will lead you to much more information, worldofradio.org. It and this program are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal from Steve McGreevy in California, Don DeCaria in Nevada, Ben Cobb in D.C., and Bill Patalon in Maryland. Alternatively, one may send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Following up last week's report, Ron Howard in California says Myanmar Radio has stayed on 5915 as of September 10th, instead of shifting to 5920 as observed previously. So once again, they're mixing with China and something else. Heard before 1330 with music, and then nonstop educational features. He also had Myanmar Radio on 5985.83, September 10th, at 1436 to 1501 in vernacular with indigenous music. Reception is improving. No Nicaragua on shortwave, but Terry Kruger in Florida says Radio Corporacion in Managua is off frequency and always makes a big hit with 540 kilohertz stations. He heard it September 6th at 1054 to 1100 on 540.118 kilohertz. Yet another follow-up. Last week we had a report of FRCN Abuja, Nigeria, reactivated on 7275, but Wolfgang Büschel in Germany continued monitoring and heard no trace of it since September 7th, starting at 0635 when it had been audible after Tunisia closed on the frequency. As Ron Howard has been noting, one of the Papua New Guinea stations cuts off the air abruptly at the same minute every day. It must be on a clock timer. It's 3385 Radio East New Britain in Rabaul. I heard it cutting off after a bit of English, or was it pidgin, September 12th at 1226. Another date, I was still hearing another PNG station, 3365, as late as 1248. Of course, better to tune them in earlier if you can. Jim Evans in Tennessee was hearing both of those at 1040 to 11 UT on September 11th. Initial reports about the new Papua New Guinea station, Radio Fly, was that its two different frequencies were from two different sites, but it was never quite clear which was which. Now Jari Savolainen in Finland says, I sent a reception report to Radio Fly 3915, and got an email reply from the team, and was later told that both shortwave transmitters are at Kiunga, K-I-U-N-G-A, and running 1 kilowatt at the moment. They're preparing a printed QSL. Despite the power, they're putting out nice signals to Finland on 3915 every now and then. Ron Howard in California also reports it September 9th at 1352 to 1503, most of the time parallel to 5960, about equal strength. Ron Howard in California says Radio Pilipinas is one of the better stations for presenting local features. Unlike the Voice of Indonesia, which also carries local items, the audio here is consistently good on 15285 for the English sesquihour starting at 0200. Fair to almost good reception, including a feature called Dateline Malacanang. And PBS News, Philippines Trivia, the Philippines Today, Today in Philippines History. Unfortunately, we don't hear much from that further east in North America. As of last week, the Voice of Russia and Radio PMR could not quite decide which of them should use which frequency, apparently both from the transmitter site in Pridnestrovia. But over the past week, this appears to have settled down, with Radio PMR on 6240 between midnight and 02 UT, Monday through Friday only, alternating quarter hours in English, French, and German, while Voice of Russia stayed on 9665, starting at 2300, past 0200. And Voice of Russia also on 5900, replacing 9890 between 22 and 02, believed to be from a site inside Russia. Now some sad news. Radio St. Helena Day 2010 has been canceled. Robert Kipp passes on this info. He says, it hurts me to send you the following message, but Radio St. Helena sincerely regrets to inform listeners everywhere that the October 9th broadcast has been canceled due to severe technical problems with a shortwave antenna tower. They're quite confident they will be able to do it in 2011. Jimber Gaviria in Colombia inquired and got further details. The problems with the tower holding the three-element Yagi antenna are such that we simply had no choice. There's no chance to fix the tower in the next 6 weeks. But RSH is quite confident we will be able to broadcast next year. I'm investigating the possibility, Robert Kipps says, of setting up a wire antenna as a temporary measure, but I'm not at all sure whether we'll be able to do that. The technical resources on the very remote island of St. Helena are not so good. If anything needs to be ordered from England, it takes a lot of time and effort. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports about Saudi Arabia's second program from Jeddah. Heard September 14th on 11784.92. It had been scheduled at 06-17 on 11855, but heard instead on this off-frequency. Quran between 16:30 and off the air at 16:59. Not to be confused with Jakarta, Indonesia, which has also sometimes been around 11785, but that remained around 9526. WRTH Info has a Twitter account which had been inactive since last November, but Alokesh Gupta got one, that there would be a test from a station in Somalia, Radio Hage, H-A-G-E, on 6915, Sunday, September 12th, starting around 16 UT for about 30 minutes. Bruce Churchill in California, Coomer DX, tried to hear it via Global Tuner in Western Australia, but could not identify it, although there was a carrier around the frequency. Martin Throat in Netherlands was hearing something September 12th at 1849 to 2016 on 6961.95, drifting up to 6962.01 and then down again. He would like to think it's Somalia, possibly Radio Shabelle, where it has been reported previously. However, Achim Bruckner, European pirate specialist, says that frequency is often in use by Jan van Hens, European pirate radio station. We do have two reports of Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland on 7145. In DSWCI DX window, Roland Schulze in Germany reports it August 11th. It took a while for this to be published, 1620, to sign off at 1701. Horn of Africa music, and an ID is Radio Hargeisa at 1659, followed by one gong and a short piece of music. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also presumes he heard it on September 12th at 1731 to 1806 in apparently Somali with talks and music. One must be very careful in this area of the 40-meter handband since the Eritreans and Ethiopians are all over the place. WRN says it now has access to a 50-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter in Sri Lanka, and clients are solicited. Victor Gunatilica explains that it's on 1125 kilohertz. It's been testing, but not quite on the air yet. It's from the Puttalam site, same as Transworld Radio, on another medium wave frequency. Ron Howard in California wonders if a shortwave frequency he's been hearing from SLBC Sri Lanka is a new transmitter, 7189.72. Previously, this was slightly on the high side of the frequency, September 10th until sign-off at 12:32 and the 13th until 12:31 with a stronger signal than usual. However, Robin Harwood in Tasmania says he hears the carrier but never any modulation. Keith Perone in Taiwan tips us that Saturday, September 18th, between 16 and 18 UT, the National Civil Defense Department of the Republic of China conducts a test of its emergency transmitter site in the Yunmingshan Mountains, the same location as a joint monitoring station operated by the National Security Bureau and the U.S. government. It's a 50-kilowatt transmitter. Frequency not known, but in 2007 it was between 10.7 and 12.7 megahertz. Another item prefaced with, in case you're hearing this in time, the Broadcasting Board of Governors meets Friday, September 17th, from 14 to 16 UT, considering governance recommendations, the research program, and other business. The meeting is open via webcast to the public, live or on demand via www.bbg.gov, according to a press release via David Walcott. Kim Elliott says this will be the first opportunity for the public to observe a BBG meeting, if not participate. In his HFCC report for NASB, Jeff White says the IBB transmitter site in Greenville, North Carolina, had been threatened with closure this October. But at the time of the HFCC conference, it appeared that the possible closure would be postponed until at least sometime next year. That's presumably based on their going ahead and registering frequencies for the B10 season. On September 11th, I checked again for DXing with Cumbre's only known shortwave transmission from WHRI, Saturday at 16 UT, competing with a very good signal from World of Radio, WWCR, on 12160, but nothing to be heard on the 17520 frequency. Then I found that this has been changed to 21630, which was barely audible. It seems that WTJC North Carolina has some serious transmitter problems with 9370. They've been missing off the air every time I've checked, September 10th through 14th. Don DeCaria in Logandale, Nevada, was surprised to hear something on 520 kilohertz, a very distorted signal in the evening. He switched his receiver to the FM mode, and it was audible. Turned out to be KNAK, supposed to be on 540 from Delta, Utah. He also hears it in the daytime when it really is on 540. It seems this has happened before. Wayne Heinen in Colorado says about a year ago, Altobia in California was reporting it on 520, but I could never hear it here in Colorado. In a long listing of high school football stations, in ABDX, Tim Holland, California says KNAK sometimes stays on day power at night due to chronic transmitter malfunctions as of October 08. In IRCA, Dennis Vroom forwards an FCC notice that they've busted a pirate in Portland, Oregon on 1710 kilohertz. It's believed to be one of several stations in the Pacific Northwest broadcasting in the Russian language with religious programming. OPDX via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, reports on the Route 66 on the Air special ham event, September 11th to 19th. All the stations are using three character call signs, W6A through W6T, from various locations. More information at www.w6jbt.org. If you don't hear the Polisario Clandestine for Western Sahara on 6297, check 6248.3, where it appeared only on the morning of September 12th, starting at 0600, heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and Manuel Mendez in Spain, despite Equatorial Guinea on 6250. The propagation outlook from Prague issued September 9th. Geomagnetic field active to disturbed on the 21st, 24th, and October 5th. Unsettled to active on the 20th, 22nd, October 3rd, and 4th. Quiet September 14th to 18th, 19th, 25th to 28th, October 1st and 2nd. Other dates, quiet to unsettled. And so concludes yet another World of Radio. Hoping you've enjoyed the program, and with a standard disclaimer. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week. This was number 1530.